Okay, so what was your next duty after the breaking up of the force?
I went to England because someone gave a lot of money to Marseille to organize a chirurgical mobile team to go on the front lines. And because of the German occupation, we had closed all French military, so we were really behind in everything, and especially medical product, and also all the things. And so they decided in Marseille to have in that three persons. One would be the doctor de Vernejoul, was a family doctor, but anyway. Then it would be Monsieur Couvier, so all the question of papers. And I don't know, they asked me, and why I was the one to do that. Because I had a lot of relatives in England. One was a second of the intelligence, if you like, and a personal friend of Churchill. And one was an admiral, and another one was a judge at the old village and so on. So they asked me to organize, to not only to decide about what nurses are going to be there, but also to buy all the things that they needed. So I was sent to England and Washington. My travel order, there was London and Washington, D.C. Because I had to buy to buy a plane, but a plane for to carry sick people, and only in America could they have it. So this is, I went to London, and this is a long story.
Okay, so did you acquire those things?
No, because it was then. Oh, it was a long story, but it was the end of the war.
Yes.
And the colonel, the French colonel, was very nice, and you knew me, the one who asked me to be escorted to this. He speaks only French and the different in Indochina. It was Bao Dai. So I went with Bao Dai every evening, and it's only because of the men at the Savoy, they were going to Savoy, it was always with men, no women, and I was the only woman. And they said, someone important, but he speaks, he says, I stay at the Savoy, and he needs someone, and anyway. But the thing is, when I went there, I find that suddenly the French colonel was called me and said, I was leaving for Washington, D.C. And because I had orange, all acid, and vaccine, and so on, and it was only to buy a plane. And then he said, I just received this telegram, it's for you, because you're saying, come back right away. He said, now it's up to you. Either you say that you haven't received it, because I had already currencies and everything on my thing, or you can say that you received it and then you go back. And because I'm a Protestant and very, very, my conscience, I know I should go. So I came back, oh, it was a long story, but I came back on the Saturday, and on the Monday it was the end of the war.
Okay, so who gave you the order to come back?
I myself.
No, what organization sent you the
cable? No organization. I was then working for the Minister of War.
Yes.
And the Minister of War wanted me to be back because when I arrived on Saturday, everything was closed. And then I heard on Tibetan, I said, well, I'm going to Marseille to tell my parents that I'm alive. And then on the Monday morning, there was all the end of the war.
Where were you when you got retired?
But I was in Marseille.
Okay, so what's your memory of VE Day? What happened on VE Day in Marseille?
Well, the truth is, I was in Marseille, but I hadn't heard, we haven't heard from my brother, my twin brother. Mm-hmm. And then I will never forget, because it was the end of the war, and my father, and then I had keys in the door, and it was my father. Mm-hmm. He was more than white. I've never seen like it. And I said, Papa, what was the matter? Show me. And it was a letter from the minister, mm-hmm. Ministry of War, saying, we are sorry to have to announce this one. And I left, I explained after, and because they had sent two officers to tell my parents about the, because no, only this letter to explain the death of my brother and so on, but they had been delayed and they came after I left. Because when we received that, just that letter was not enough. Yeah. I wanted to have some more detail, so I phoned, was very in good terms with the Royal Air Force, and so they said, we have only today only a plane which is for repair, and it's going to Paris, but if you like, you are with two or three other officers, and so I did all right.
So VE Day for you and your family was a day of mourning because you had just heard about your brother.
Okay. So we never rejoiced. No.
Okay. And what were your duties for the Red Cross after VE Day?
Well, this is it. From when I took and went to Paris, that is when I told the president that to send me anywhere in the world.
Of the Red Cross.
And then she sent me, she sent me to Reichenau. To repatriation of prisoners of war.
Okay, and again, where is that location in Germany?
Oh, it's on the lake between Germany, and you have Germany, and all the Friedrichshafen and all the important things, Switzerland, and on, and then the beginning of Nebregenz, Austria.
Okay.
And my one of my uncles was a general commanding all the French in Austria.
Okay. So you were working in the French area of occupation?
Mm-hmm.
And who were the prisoners that you were helping to repatriate? Were they French?
Oh, they're all French. Yes. French prisoners and French deputies. But more especially people from the army, the prisoners.
And what was involved for you in helping repatriate? What did you actually do to help these prisoners?
They will come, and they will be taken care of by a doctor who decides about examining them, if they could go back or not. And what we did was to take them back to the, there was a boat and so on. That's all. Because we did not give any care ourselves. We had always other doctors or nurses.
Okay. So you were making you were deciding who was fit enough to go.
The doctor
did. The doctor did. Okay.
And they said, we need an ambulance for four people going right now.
And how long did it take to repatriate all the French prisoners and workers?
Well, we just went back to, either to Germany or to Austria.
Yeah.
Because the coast was, for the Swiss, was huge net, how do you call it, grillage.
Cage. Or wire, chicken-like wire?
Yes, wire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could not go to Switzerland.
Yes.
This is the American zone.
No.
Okay. But over, are we talking months to repatriate all the prisoners?
No, we are talking about 2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, meanwhile, they will take ambulance and say, well, we need a car and an ambulance to go to north and so on. And so sometimes all over Germany.
Okay. And when did you, how long were you in the Red Cross? When did you leave the Red Cross?
When I came to Canada.
Okay. So during your army service later, you were also part of the Red Cross?
Because from time to time, they will, for instance, they said, we need someone to take 100 children to Switzerland or to the Alps and so on. So, all right.
Okay. And could you explain what awards you received for your service during the war?
What do you mean?
Your medals.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I had all these truce and so on, then I was named and was given the highest, which is the Golden Medal of Honor of the Red Cross.
Yes. Okay. And the Croix de Guerre, was that for your service in the Second World War or for later service?
My service, because of... Well, they said I saved hundreds of people, but then it was the Minister of War. It's quite different from the...
But it was for your service in the Red Cross.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Oh, but, and we will...